work.
All right, everybody. I am here before you tonight to make a new disclaimer, because the old disclaimer sounds like a piece of shit. So I'm going to give you a more clear one where I sound more confident and more believing in myself. Anything you hear on the show, whether it's clips or music, let me make one thing very clear. I absolutely 100% do not own any of it. I am promoting it for the artist and to use it as part of my show. But again, I do not own anything that I may share during breaks or intros or whatever. So please, do not steal from anybody, because it is not right. I want to share my love of music, and I want to give you the best product as possible. That's it. That's all I gotta say. Now, enjoy the show. Network.
Light the way, and all you have to do is let me in. Bye.
If it fucking plays.
They tied a tree for my ancestors. If Liam could talk, they cried for days. Sad, they gave all they had but couldn't break under pressure. Blood on the leaves, like on the dresser. Them law plotting, protect the server, not no feathers. The news a lie to you and I. TV ain't real, so don't you try to be like none of them housewives. Selling us fools gold. Telling son to slang dope and daughter twerk when they get old. Damn shame. How we find time to sit around smoking and drinking. Why they corporate banking? Don't be content with the hood. Nigga, what is you thinking? I got a small violin and you don't vote for complaining about the government. Stand up on some further shit. Stop being on some other shit. God bless him, man.
Despite all the barriers, if you do whatever you do every day, you can get it.
Get it.
I did it.
From the poorest, I said I gotta push for all of my dreams and they flourished in a forest full of obstacles. I got to know cause I'm Moorish. Don't ignore it that I built this vocab without a thesaurus. When the war is pressing, they be asking me questions like Katie Couric. Like, did you sell dope when you fell broke? Trying to stop a Mel's hope who never dropped the gel soap. Made up out of hell scope, they ask, can I spell vote? I'm feeling like they trying to tell jokes. Chappelle wrote, I'm a U.S. citizen escaping the penitentiary. They hit us and this kid has been fitted to quit and then spit it and shit against you. But I became noble and well rounded like an oval, never gonna be grounded for disposal. Everybody be astounded by the moves. No more saying I can't afford this. Even when I was down, my plan was to never abort this. Don't forget, they said I sold my soul. That's horseshit, cause I simply thought my way onto the Forbes list. So God bless America.
And that we trust for loyalty, they can't take that from us. No matter what runs through our blood, we have a power we just like to trust. Just have your faith and believe. Keep calm, my young kings and queens. Watch and you'll see. And when that day comes, may God bless America.
All right. Cut the damn music. Cut the damn music. I'm going to save it. I'm going to save it. A, because my amazing girlfriend is here with me tonight. But I'm about to get intense up here because I got to tell you something. After today, I'm pretty pissed off. I've done many attempts at drama versus trauma, but now this is about to become the real deal, and I'm using it as an excuse for another State of the Real Union. Because, boy, do I have a lot to say. Before I do that, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Real Time Sky. As usual, y'all know who I am. The name's in the title. Wherever you may be listening, however you may be listening, I appreciate you all for joining me here tonight. God damn it. Yeah, I am coming to you live from Anchor again, as always, and I'm coming to you live from Facebook Live. But here on the show, as always, we value one thing and one thing only, and that is feeling what you want to feel, because when you feel what you want to feel, you're being real, and being real is a very big deal. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get right to it. I am going to get right to it. On the last episode of the show, I wanted to put some concerns at ease, especially for someone that I give a shit about. Hasn't been perfect, but I wanted to put the mind at ease for someone I'm truly starting to give a shit about. Now that I did that, I am about to unleash. It is time for Drama versus Trauma, which is part two of the season premiere of the show. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to it. I'm going to start this off by saying something that I haven't told a lot of people. And I want everybody to listen to me very clearly on this. When I was a kid, did you all know that I was raped by some neighborhood kids? Yeah, I was. Remember that day. It was up against a stop sign and up against a fence in our neighborhood. I remember talking to my teacher about it the next day. Really didn't come back to me until it came back to me in a dream lately. Now, a lot of people are going to ask me, Sky, why would you say that after all these years? Or, Sky, you're just doing it to get attention. Here's why I said it. Because it was a fucked up moment. It was a fucked up moment. I'm still here. But let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you something. Do you think I asked for that? No. I didn't. I really, really did not ask for that. It was a traumatic moment. Now, let's continue with the rest. And I want to make a point here, because the one thing that pisses me off more than anything is when people are all like, you're doing it to look for drama. Why are you so negative all the time? Good intentions. Well, newsflash, you pencil neck geeks. There's a difference. There is a difference, and not just with me. Once again, and I have to constantly remind everybody this fucking shit. Do you think we wake up every morning saying stuff like, today, we're going to get let down. I'm looking to get let down. Or I'm looking for customers to be assholes. Or let me use an example. And again, do you think I wake up in the morning saying that I crave. And again, she's right here with me. Hi, baby. I'm sorry. But in all seriousness, do you think I wake up every morning looking for a fight with my girlfriend? No, I don't. As a matter of fact, it's one of our least favorite things is when we fight. But yet, there's a select few people out there, maybe not at the moment, but the whole point is, in general, there are people out there who have the balls to say shit. Like, you're like looking for drama. Why are you so full of drama? Or why are you so negative? Blah, 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 blah. There's a difference. Drama is looking for trouble. Trauma, not drama. Okay, real quick before I continue. Let's spell it out. Drama. D-R-A-M-A. Drama. What is drama? Looking for trouble. Trauma. T-R-A-U-M-A. Trauma. What is that? Shit you've been through. Shit you've been through. There are people out there who have the balls to say, I love looking for drama. That is a load of shit. Or, I'm addicted to the drama. I can't live without it. Once again, that's a load of shit. And I'm going to use the show tonight because let me tell you something, y'all. I had a real fucking shitty day. And I'm going to get to some of that here in just a minute. Because I'm not happy. Then I got something I'm going to say in the second half of the show tonight. You do not want to miss this because I am dead serious. I am dead serious with what I'm about to say tonight because enough is enough. Now, what I'm about to do, and before I do it, a lot of you know already, and to all my loyal Rubies, thank you for staying with me tonight to this point. Thank you for staying with me through this entire process. Because I do this not just for me, I do this for people who have gone through some rough shit. You should not have to hide. But let me say this to all the doubters real quick, and then we'll begin with my list of dare you to tell me I'm full of drama. I didn't ask for any of this. I really didn't. But to all my doubters out there, unless you know my story, unless you know what I've been through, you want to know what it's all about? Read my damn book and listen to my damn show. A lot of you, shout out Brandon, by the way. What's up, brother? Unless you know my story, you don't know my story. And if you don't know my story, sit down and shut up. You don't know? Sit down and shut your mouths. Because unless you know, you don't know. And if you don't know, then shut the hell up. Now, let me give you an example of some of my traumas. Because I want everybody out there, and I know there are people out there who still think, oh, Sky, you're so addicted to the drama. Well, after what I have to say tonight, both with drama versus trauma, I dare you, I dare anybody out there who has an issue with me to say that to my face. I dare you. I dare you. Okay. This first one. Before I say this first one and then the rest of them, I don't give a shit about.
I'm very proud. I am 100% proud of my mother. She has come a long, 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 long way. I want to make that perfectly clear. And that's the only one I will say that I am proud of. But growing up with her was not easy. I said this same damn thing in my book, and I've said it on the show many times. But when I was a kid, living with her was not easy. Very bad mental abuse. Bipolar, drug addict, mental abuse. Do you think that's full of drama? No! A lot of shit that I'm not going to say. There's a lot of shit that I'm not going to say out of respect to her. But everybody else, I don't give a shit about. But I'm very proud of her. But do you think growing up with her was easy? No, it was not. Tell me I'm full of drama. You think I asked for that? No. Tell me I'm full of drama. You think I asked to be bullied in school? You think I asked to be treated differently in school? No, I didn't. Tell me I'm full of drama. Does that make me full of drama? No, it was a traumatic experience. I had a woman from back home that I once loved who fucking played me. We had a moment, and yes, my girlfriend's about to get to that chapter. I love you again, baby. But do you think I asked for said woman from back in the day to make me feel safe and to fucking play me? Basically, with someone younger than me and basically ganging up on me with him and his friends? No! Tell me I'm full of drama. You think I asked for all the people that I lost? Oh, and I got a very big one here just a little bit. No, tell me I'm full of drama. You think I asked to spend most of my life with a stomach condition where I end up having to have a camera stuck up my ass every several years because of a physical condition? No, tell me I'm full of drama. You think I asked for when I moved out of Missouri to come here to Austin and it not be an easy road? No! Tell me I'm full of drama. You think I asked for 5 fucking rocky years, and this one I will not apologize for. And anybody who doesn't like that or likes what I have to say and my mission, then I'm sorry, you all can kiss my ass. If you don't like it, if you believe it, great. If you don't agree with it, that's fine. But if you want to tell me I'm a hypocrite, then you can kiss my ass. You think I asked for 5 fucking years of living with my C word of an ex-stepmom who mentally abused me, but a lot worse, because she was angry with my father?
Oh, but wait, I'm not going to take it out on him. I'm going to take it out on his son. And I'm going to force him to do chores and say, like, no, like, it's not good enough.
No! I didn't! You think I asked for one night 3 years ago to have one of our worst nights? Because, ladies and gentlemen, I said this on the show and I'm going to say it again. If you all read it in the book or you heard it in the Dirt in Your Eyes episode, I'll say it again. My stepmom, ex-stepmom, pushed me so bad to the point where one night I almost beat the shit out of her. You think I asked to be pushed to the limit? No. Tell me I'm full of drama. You think I asked to be away from my father for 6 weeks during that? I was having fucked up visions. I was having fucked up nightmares. No, tell me I'm full of drama. You think I asked to be screwed over by two of my former best friends at my old job, which, by the way, that job sucked anyways? But you think I asked for that? You think I asked to try to give it everything I got with everything there and anywhere else, and it was never good enough? Yet we had a situation, and I tried to apologize to them, but yet they used it as an excuse to get me fired? No. Tell me I'm full of drama. You think I asked to get raped? No. Tell me I'm full of drama. You think I asked for multiple people throughout my entire life? I've tried to be a good person. I'm not perfect, and I know when I'm at fault. You think I asked for any of that? Tried to be a good person, and like one fucking mistake, they just go away? No! Tell me I'm full of drama. There's many more. But here's the important one. Do you think I asked for one of my best friends who killed himself 2 months ago because he was suffering? You think I asked for that? You think I asked for certain people who have given me their word and shit on it? You think I asked for one of my people to lie to me about something when I was trying to recover from a cyst? No. You think I asked for any of that? No. Tell me I'm full of drama. Ladies and gentlemen, I say that because, once again, I want to remind all of you, because there's a lot of people out there who still do not get it. I'm doing what I'm doing to make a difference. I'm doing what I'm doing because it makes me feel better. Like my amazing Aunt Carla. Happy birthday, by the way. Well, happy belated birthday. My amazing Aunt Carla said, I may not be able to change the entire world. I may not. But if you think that I'm not going to get up and try to be the change that I want to see in the world, if you think I'm just going to sit by and let it happen, you are sadly mistaken. But if there's one thing that I cannot stand, is when people are going through shit and saying stuff like we're addicted to the drama. I listed all of that because I didn't ask for any of that. Again, I love my mother. I'm very proud of her. But the rest, I'm not apologizing for a damn thing. You're going through shit, but people have the balls to say you're addicted to the drama. Who the fuck do you think you are? Lost one of my best friends. Shit hasn't been going well ever since. Oh, you're addicted to the drama. I'm sorry. Do you see what we're seeing? Are you experiencing what we're experiencing?
No! No! You're not! I'll give another example! My girlfriend and I! We don't know each other still fully well, not yet, we're trying to figure it out. I don't know what she's been through, she doesn't know what I've been, well, we know a pretty good amount now. But we're still learning about each other, we still don't fully understand each other. But as we're getting to know each other, we're starting to understand each other. She knows a lot more about me than what she knows 2 months ago. And it's taken a lot of work. Relationships take work. But we're doing the very best. But even she knows that when I'm as real as it gets, I'm as real as it gets. But unless I know fully her story, then I don't know fully her story. Unless she knows fully my story, she doesn't know my story. And you know what? That's okay. Because we do love each other. She's the greatest. It hasn't been perfect, but she is the fucking greatest. And at least she makes the effort to try to understand. And I hope I'm doing the same. Except for a select few that I've said that I trust, I can't say the same about the rest of you. I just can't. Does that mean I'm an angel? Does that mean I'm a perfect little angel? No, I'm not. I'm not. I've done things I'm not proud of. But you know what? Once again, I am a lot better than most. If somebody out there is going through shit, and here, I want to say something to the following group. Because I got something to say to most of my people in the second half of the show tonight. And this is important. But I want to talk to all the people first who have gone through what I've gone through or who are going through what I've gone through. If somebody is telling you that you're full of drama and you're still trying to figure it out, or you're wondering, why do you have anxiety? Why do you have depression? Why do you have PTSD? Or something like that. And somebody is having the balls, the decency to question that. You give them a damn list. You don't be afraid to take a stand and say, you want to tell me that I'm full of drama? You want to say that I'm full of crap, or I'm addicted to the drama, or I'm addicted to the negativity? Make a fucking list. Because if you've gone through shit too, you really think... Dude, and now I'm speaking to the people who have the balls to fucking say shit like, oh, you're addicted to the drama. Do you really think that if somebody is giving you a fucking list that they asked for any of it? This is why I always say, I get that certain things are part of life, but sometimes enough is enough. That is the one thing that I am tired of. It really is. It's stupid. I get it. Certain things are a part of life, but I'm going to keep saying this until the day I die. Sometimes enough is enough. So before I go to break, I'm going to close the first half of the show with this.
Do you believe me now? I'll tell y'all something right now. I'm going back to therapy because I'm investigating the possibility that I might have post-traumatic stress disorder. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to tell y'all something else right now. And again, as long as I'm still standing, I'm still going to fight. But two things. I said if I ever hit rock bottom again, this time I'm not getting back up. And I'm doing everything in my power to not reach that point. It's not easy. And let me tell you something. This past year, it has not been easy. Has it been the worst year? No. Has it been the best year? No. And I'll get to more of that in the second half of the show tonight. But ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you something. Sometimes, and I'm just going to say it right now, sometimes I don't want to do this anymore. But you know what? No matter what, even when I feel like I'm getting dragged down to the depths of hell, you know what? I always rise from the ashes like a man from the dead. You want to know the real reason that's why I call myself the Phoenix Knight? It's because of that. It's because of that. And yes, I am going to get help for my PTSD and for the thoughts that sometimes I don't want to do this anymore. But again, I'll save that part for the second half of the show. I may have to go get my girlfriend headphones because it's about to get real up in here after break. Don't be scared for me. Take me seriously. And again, I haven't tried it. I have no intention. Have I had thoughts though? Yes! Yes, I have. And you know what? To all the people that I do trust, I'm sorry for saying that. But to all the people who are under evaluation, and again, wait till the second half of the show. I want everybody to pay attention to what I have to say tonight. Because right now, I am actually trying to give a shit for the first time in a very, 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 very long time. Example, things between me and my girlfriend haven't been perfect. But let me tell you something. I've told her a lot of things and she's been very accepting of me. We both got a lot we need to work on. But the fact that I have been able to tell her so much and she accepts me for it. Honestly, she's one of the reasons why I want to get better. Because I want to do more for her. And yes, I want to do more for me too. That's why these certain things, I'm trying to make changes. And let me tell you something. Before I continue, I got to get some things off my chest regarding today. Three things. Number one, video interviews suck ass. There was a job that I've been really desperately trying to get to. I'm not going to say the name. But there was a job I was desperately trying to get into. Waited 3 weeks. Did three fucking interviews. I got passed up on one of them earlier today. And yet, you know what I did? Something that people told me my entire life? I tried to show that I cared and I wanted it. It pissed me off. Number two. I was supposed to have a phone interview with another one at another place that I really wanted. You know what I did? I tried to show the effort. I tried to show effort. And I tried to communicate. What happened on the other end? No communication on their end. One thing I can't tolerate, it's communication. Lock up. That just made my mood a lot worse. And let me tell you something. People suck. Because at my job today, there was some shitty, rude people. I got a quick story for you. Woman asked me if there's a restroom that she can use. I said, normally, I'm not supposed to let people use the bathroom inside our work. But you know what? I'm a nice guy. Because I know what it is like to need a fucking restroom. And you know what she did? She shhed me. Bitch, don't shh me. I can just let you shit up in your pants. I'm basically breaking rules. Because I'm a nice guy. There was another one, a German old lady, who I asked, are you doing okay, man? And you know what she did? She gave me an attitude. That is some shitty, shit, shit. And I gotta tell you something. If I didn't have my girlfriend, I gotta be honest with you, I would have nothing to lose. I would start unleashing hell. Oh wait, I already am, but the difference is I'm taking a stand. The difference is, I would say even more to hell with the rules if I didn't have my girlfriend. So before I go to break, I want to say this. The next time somebody tells me, Sky, you're addicted to the drama. You are not easy to be around. Before you say that again, remember this night. Remember this episode. Remember everything that I have said. And tell me again, I dare you to fucking say that to my face, that I'm addicted to the drama. Because if anybody out there thinks that is me addicted to the drama, why I have anxiety, why I have depression, why I may possibly have PTSD, if anybody out there wants to say I'm addicted to the drama, then you can kiss my ass. If you don't say that, then you're good. I got no issue with you. But to anybody out there going forward who says that, and yes, but the only difference is, if it's any of my people, you can forget about asking me for help. And I got more to say on that on the second half of the show. So here's my point. It's like I said before, whenever one of my best friends killed himself. If you know someone who's going through a lot and is going through hell and pain in his head and in his heart, or his or her heart, are you really just going to push them away? I said it before and I'll say it again. Are you really just going to push them away? And say, good vibes only, bro. You're ruining my good vibes, bro. When people do that, that's fake ignorance. And if there's one thing I cannot tolerate, it's fake-ass ignorance. I get it. I don't condone negativity. I don't wake up every morning and I look for negativity. You think I wanted to be mad today? You think I wanted to fucking be pissed off that I was let down today? No, I didn't. I wanted to wake up and have a good day. So far, the night has been a lot better. But today sucked. And what's really worse about it is that I'm actually trying to give a shit while someone out there who's probably going to be like, oh, whatever attitude, is probably going to get the job that I felt like I deserved. So to anybody out there who doubts me and says I'm addicted to the drama, you can kiss my ass. And if it's any of my people, you can forget about asking me for help. Because that's worse than anything. I'm not perfect, but I'm as real as it gets, people. I'm as real as it gets. And if anybody out there tells someone who is going through the same thing, just know that you're just as part, bigger part of the problem than what they're going through. It's true. But that's why there's a major difference between drama versus trauma. All right, when we come back, State of the Real Union. I got a lot I need to say. But I got something I need to say to a good chunk of my people. Here's the message, but I'll say more when I come back. I may love you, but I need to know if I can trust you. Because love and trust are two very different things. State of the Real Union, a new edition, when we come back next.